Well, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We have a couple more, at least one more from Pint and Dale from this last album of theirs. They have about 11, 12 albums out of shanties and such like. And they have a holiday album, a Yuletide. They have two of them, actually. They have a little EP that's kind of a Yuletide-y thing. And then they have their, what's that called, Horn of Winter or something like that. That's such a good album. But this is called Blue Divide, and it is awesome. Check out this version of Whiskey's the Life of Man.
sailor's clothes.
Lowlands, lowlands, lowlands.
Where he got them from, God only knows.
Lowlands, lowlands, lowlands.
Around Cape Snip we are bound to go.
Lowlands, lowlands, lowlands.
Round Cape Horn to the ice and snow.
Lowlands, lowlands, lowlands. Lowlands, lowlands,
from the album Blue Divide, Pinton Dale, and before that, the Rangan Family, and what they call the Rise Again sequel. Again, I think it's a remix, but boy, that's an awesome. When she hits that high note, oh my goodness me, just blow you away, just as clear as a bell, just as clear as a bell. All righty, that was the Rangan Family and Pinton Dale. Now we go into Roger McGuinn. This is from a live album where he tells stories about his life and about a lot of the old songs that the Byrds did. Roger McGuinn, of course, was not Roger McGuinn initially. I believe he was Jim McGuinn. And there were some religious things going on. He changed his name and then he became Roger McGuinn. He was the player for the Chad Mitchell Trio. He played everything for those guys back in the early days. And backed up a lot of folks, backed up Hoyt Axton back in the early 60s. Roger McGuinn has had some life. And he's kind of gone back full circle. He does a lot of older folky things, and he found a bunch of tapes and things and went back and worked with the folks at Apple Seed Records. And he's actually done albums with the guests, people like Pete Seeger and Joan Baez and Dave Van Ronk and Tommy Makem and folks like that, and as well as Liza Carthy. And so he's kind of doing what he can to keep his own Roger McGuinn thing going, but also do some more folky preservation. I like that. Roger McGuinn. And a couple of tracks from his latest album, his live album. And this is one of them. This is an old war horse.
Thank you. Crimson flames tied through my ears, brewing high and mighty traps. Countless fire and flame and rope, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, right beneath heated brow. But I'm so much older than I'm younger than that now. And a soldier stands, I aim my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach. Fearing not I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. My existence led back confusion, bold mutiny from stern to bow. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half right prejudice leap forth, rip down all hate I scream. Lies that life is black and white, spoke from my skull I dreamed. Romantic flanks of musketeers, foundation deep somehow. I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Here's a song you may have heard before. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to lie. Everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down. A time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stone. Everything, turn, turn.
You're going to help me sing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sun's up, looks okay. The world survives into another day. And I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. I had another dream about lions at the door. They weren't half as frightening as they were before. But I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. Walls, windows, trees, waves coming through. You being me and I'll be in you together in eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. Up among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are. I'm wondering where the lions are. I'm wondering where the lions are. You're the best guy. You're wondering where the lions are. Whoa. Petroglyphs doing a double take, pointing the finger at eternity. And I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. Young man marching, helmet shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun should be. They got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold.
This is the Fifth Dimension album had a song on it about an airplane trip we took over to England. And it's interesting when you ask songwriters, Gene Clark and David Crosby and I wrote 8 Miles High. And if you ask different songwriters, what they meant by it, if you ask me, I'd say it was about an airplane trip over to England and cultural shock that we experienced and the little girls screaming and the whole thing that happened over there. If you ask David Crosby what it's about, he said, it's about drugs, man. It was interesting because on the way back from England, Gene Clark and I were sitting next to each other on the airplane, and he said, how high do you think this airplane is flying? I said, oh, probably about 39,000 feet, maybe 6-7 miles high. He said, 6-7 miles high doesn't sound right, because the Beatles had a song out called 8 Days a Week. And so he thought the number 8 was a real magic number. Wanted to use that instead. I thought, okay, poetic license, we can change it to 8 miles high, big deal. Well, when it came out, the people at the radio stations did the math. They said, wait a minute. Commercial airliners don't fly 8 miles high. They must be talking about some other kind of high, man. Over the years, this song has evolved. It's got a little bit of John Coltrane, some Ravi Shankar, and some Andre Segovia thrown in just for fun. Shapeless form. sidewalk scene and black limousines, some living, some standing alone.
Roger McGuinn telling his stories all about why he did what he did and why he wrote what he wrote and all that kind of thing. It's from a wonderful little album, and it's, the whole album's like that. He's got a lot of traditional things on here, and he's got a lot of things that the Byrds wrote, some Dylan and things the Byrds did, and then he's got a lot of things like Rock Island Line and Lever Johnny Lever, some sea shanties, and all kinds of stuff. Roger McGuinn. We heard three cuts from that album in that last set. My Back Pages, that's Dylan's. 8 Miles High, that's theirs. And Turn, 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 which of course was, it comes from Ecclesiastes actually, but Pete Seeger kind of wrote the framework of that tune. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maurer, coming right back for lots more stuff. You just need to hang on, because we are coming back, and it's all good. Lots and lots of music here.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from Pullman Disposal Service, working with the people of Pullman in making the effort to save our natural resources through curbside and apartment recycling programs. Pullman Disposal provides answers to recycling questions at 334-1914.
Snow today and tonight, 3 to 9 inches around the Palouse, and there's a chance of rain in lower elevations. High temperatures today will be about 33 in Moscow, 38 in Clarkston, lows tonight near 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of a little more snow, and highs will be in the 30s. Next week's going to be cold.
in a big universe. Sometimes it looks blessed, sometimes it looks cursed. Depends on what you look at, obviously. But even more, it depends on the way that you see. Hear the wind moan in the bright diamond sky. These mountains are waiting, brown, green, and dry. I'm too old for the term, but I'll use it anyway. I'll be a child of the wind till the end of my day. Child of the wind till the end of my days.
Thanks again. So, you guys are so great. You got to come to all of us over, okay?
All righty. Bruce Coburn. Bruce Coburn has been around for so many years. And the last two albums, this is called Slice of Life. And then there was one that came after that. It had a whole bunch of different concert pieces, some of them from this album. Josh Radin in there as well. And Roger McGuinn. All that and much, much more. Okay, and we're going to play one more from Josh Radin, and then we'll go into Clannad, or Clannad, as they say. All right, Josh Radin.
Bell from your hell has been cast. The things you passed is gonna last. So take the mask away.
Once were, damn, you look tired.
Wow, that's Clannad from their latest album, and they sound pretty much like Clannad did. Actually, when Clannad first started, they actually had more of a pop sound, and then they kind of went into the sort of fairly traditional Irish, did things like Sally Garden and the Galtee Hunt and some of that kind of stuff. And then they met with, I can't think of his name, same person that produced Enya, the guy, Nicky... Roma, I believe. Nicky, oh, I'll think of it somewhere along the line. He produced De Donnan as well. But anyway, he got into the electronic thing and sort of did some of those things to Clannad, and then really went forward with Enya, who's actually a relative of some of the Clannad folks, and produced an electronic image, produced a whole electronic persona. You could never see Enya live very well, because Enya is so electronic. Really cool stuff, but it is electronic, and so it's very difficult to reproduce Enya the way she sounds in concert, because it's such a technological thing that they do with her voice and all of those harmonies and all the keyboards and everything. And anyway, this is a new album from them. It's been out for a couple of years now, but they have a lot of albums out. Clannad does. They're very big over in Great Britain. Did soundtracks to a Robin Hood series and a movie called Harry's Game and things like that. Wen Jung Shin doing playlists. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We'll be right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back now.